Jump shot. It's good. Zach Randolph does it again. 3-point game. They've got to go for three now. No choice. Conley for three. Ties it up.
First team all defense. First team all defense.
Here's Gasol from outside. Tony Allen. Shot clock at four. Randolph puts it up. Puts it in.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Shoot, to be honest, I didn't really feel like doing it to be. Keep it 100, but you gotta be a pro. You know, that's what 2-4 stood for, and no better way to go out there and honor them than to just play pro basketball and do what you love. So that's what we did today, both teams.
What has Kobe meant to you as a player and for this game?
I mean, just for the game of basketball in general and in life. You know, he's icon, someone who we all saw growing up, you know, through all his runs, through everything he was able to teach, to bring back to the younger players, and you know, through camps and through like Nike, just being able to, you know, do a lot. And his impact is something that you can't really fathom because it's just so great. So yeah, it definitely hurts.
Jaren, you mentioned you didn't want to go out there at first, but I mean, afterwards, did that help you forget for a couple hours or anything like that? Playing?
No, it didn't. I'll be honest, still hasn't helped me forgot. Now, you know, it's just kind of, you ever just know you have to do something, so you just try to figure. You always got to find a way. That's what we call it every day. You know, you find a way to go out there and put your best effort out there. And thank God we got a win today. So. Yeah, so despite the circumstances, I'm glad we came together as a team and got the job done.
I wouldn't say our play was paying respects to Kobe. We had some ugly moments for ourselves out there. You know, we still had a game to play for sure. I think it's the emotion. It hits us a lot different because it's still something that has yet to set in. You know, I think it's still something that I don't believe in a sense because we're not used to this. I think we're used to seeing, especially in the NBA, you know, the guys getting older. You know, you can look on TV, see Charles Barkley, Shaq, Kenny, you know, you see Michael Jordan, sideline, Charlotte, you know, you see Magic, you see Larry, you see those guys still around, you see Bill Russell. So it's different when you take somebody so young and, you know, fresh from his retirement at a moment like this.
Yeah, in particular.
Got the Kobe jersey up there. When did you get that? When did he sign it?
That's my guy. Tough day for me. Just keeping him with me, that's all. Just try to go out and just play the game.
How were you able to kind of push through those emotions? Is it hard?
My family here that I got right now and my family at home, y'all just kept me up. Everybody's just talking to me, just like, all right, like giving everybody space. And then when it was time to go, we were just trying to find a way to just get some energy to go out there and play tonight. I mean, it was tough at first, especially with the shot clock violation, the 8-second violations. Just it's tough holding back tears,
guys. But I'm kind of not in the mood to talk about the game as much. Obviously, today is a very tough one for a lot of people, the NBA community, the basketball world, the Bryant family. You know, the families of those who've lost, you know, family members in a horrific crash today. said it before the game, it's obviously something that you don't wish you're talking about. You know, but speaking basketball wise, to lose a legend, to lose an individual who made a profound impact on the court and off the court, you know, obviously in the Los Angeles community, but globally, Kobe stood for so many great things, greatness, competitiveness, you know, drive, commitment, inspired generations. You know, so many of our young guys have been touched by what he paved the way for. And there's really no words. I'm obviously fortunate to be up here today to be able to speak on behalf of, you know, our organization and, you know, our players. But it's words only mean so much, and, you know, it's going to be tough to overcome, but hopefully everyone, you know, rallies around, not just the families, the organizations, but everyone that's been touched by, you know, Kobe and his legacy. And, you know, he's carved an unbelievable path. Again, as I said, I wish we weren't talking about that today, but we do have to find a way to obviously celebrate, and it's very raw and emotional right now. So today's game obviously fails in comparison to, you know, the new reality that we face without, you know, one of the best in the game.
Well, just way I decided to do that.
Yeah, you know, I'll give, obviously when the news broke, you're shocked. You don't know what words to say. You know, my mind was immediately to, you know, who had relationships with him, coached against him, coached with him, played against him. You know, and then finally we got to around, we've got to be able to honor him at some point in our small part. A lot of credit goes to our head video guy, T.C. Swirsky. Talked about, you know, he wore, you know, jersey number 24. You know, could we, you know, somehow take a shot clock violation? So I you know, contacted Monty. He was thinking the exact same thing. Went over there, talked about how we could, in our small part, pay tribute. Unbelievable by our fans. Obviously, our organization doing a moment of silence, but the fans to chant his name. You know, the players on the court to recognize the impact that, you know, those two possessions could have, you know, to bring hopefully a celebration in a very, very tough time. So, as I said, I think other teams are doing the same thing. It's our small part, and now it's on us to continue to celebrate this beautiful legacy, gone way too soon. And, you know, but I don't have much more to say on that one. We got together as a team before the game, you know, didn't do our normal, you know, pregame walkthrough. We just went into the locker room and just talked about how we got to be there to support each other. Everyone is going to handle this differently. You know, it's a huge loss, you know, for the entire community. How we got to be there to support those beyond Memphis, beyond the Grizzlies. Who knows what's going to come? This is raw. It's short. It's only a couple of hours. You know, everyone's going to wake up tomorrow, and is this real? You know, the lasting words were just be there for your teammates, you know. And as you can see, the outpouring support, it shows you what this community of basketball can do. It's the greatest team sport out there. You know, when you can be there for your teammates, you know, in times like this, you see everyone rallying around Kobe and his family, and, you know, not just them, but also the other families that, you know, were in the crash. You know, so we all have to rally around. That's what you need at this time. It's not easy. We all have to play a role. So, you know, the fact that we were able to be able together, you know, that's the beauty of this sport, to be able to support each other. You know, it's tough, but, you know.
First, how difficult was it for you with the day going out there and playing?
It's tough. Kobe Bryant, I mean, so much to this game, so much to a lot of people. He's a mentor. He's motivational. He's a prime example of sacrificing everything to be the greatest at your sport. And, you know, that goes a long way throughout his league, sports, or anything. And you can feel it throughout the whole world. You know, we lost, you know, a great person, a father, you know, a mentor, ambassador to the game. So, you know, it was tough, you know, playing out there. You know, but we had to get this win. We had to focus. And, you know, my guys did a good job.
Did it hold special meaning for you to be wearing 24 tonight?
I feel like, you know, 24 and 8 should be just in the rafters in every single arena. You know, we should, you know, not wear those numbers in memory of Kobe Bryant. You know, he did so much for this, you know, association. I got to have an encounter man on the Final Four with Kobe Bryant. He taught me in his little words that he told me. Taught me a lot about the game, taught me a lot about just being a killer and having the mentality of just working your ass off every single day and being the greatest.
Is there any comfort in being around basketball today with that news hitting?
Any comfort?
Any comfort just being around the guys here today as opposed to just not being around the game?
Yeah. You know, it was a real comfort. I'm glad it was a moment of silence. Even though we did, you know, our thing to, you know, honor him. And, you know, it's a tragic loss, you know, him and his daughter and, the, you know, the three other people on the helicopter as well.
Did you have any Kobe jersey, shoes, anything like that?
I had a poster. You know, everybody feel like, you either love them or you hate them, but you hate them because they're so good. And, you know, everybody will always remember Kobe. He lost him at an early age. And, a lot of guys, you know, got to meet him, got to work out with him, got to understand, you know, what goes on in his mind. Because that's, you know, the golden part of what goes on in Kobe's mind. How does he work? And what does it take, you know, to be that great? And, You know, people are going to always try to find out, you know, what separated him from everybody else.
Dylan, you wearing number 24, was that Kobe Bryant?